This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Kam min mashhoorin bid dunya, majhoolan bis sama. How many a famous person in dunya but is insignificant in the eyes of Allah? And how many people who are unknown in this dunya, who are nobodies in this dunya, but are loved by Allah? In the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was this lady. She was African. She was a slave. Her name was Mihjan. She was nobody in society. In those days, if you were born a slave, you died a slave. You were zero, you died as a zero. You had no opportunities in life, you had no expectations in life. That's what it was. You had no human rights. So she belonged to a tribe, and she served these group of people. So one day what happened is that the daughter of the leader, he had a scarf, and the scarf had golden brocades. And the girl is sleeping, and the kite is a kind of eagle type of bird, comes and it snatches this, thinking it's a piece of meat. So Mihjan is watching this, and she sees all this happening. So when the girl wakes up, she frantically runs around looking for a scarf. She loved this scarf, beautiful red scarf, brocades and gold in it. And they looked around, they couldn't find it. So who do we blame? We blame the weakest one. We blame that person who has nobody. We want to bully somebody. We want somebody to blame in our lives. We normally find the weakest person. And that's exactly what they did. So what they did is they tied her up. They questioned her. They interrogated her. They beat her. To the degree the narration mentions that they even searched her private part. She said to them, look, a kite came. I saw it with my own eyes. It took it. They said, out of all the lies in the world that you could tell us, you're telling us this, Porky. They humiliated her. As the Messenger of Allah said, لَوْ أَقْسَمَ عَلَى اللَّهِ لَأَبَرَّهِ. After a little while, what happens? The kite flies past and it drops that scarf in front of them. And they realize that what she was saying was the truth. So they feel embarrassed. So they free her. Now she had heard about this man, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that there was a man out there, that you could be the lowest in society, that you could be a noble in society, that he had people like Bilal and Khabbab and Sumayya and Ammar and Yasir around him, and they were loved and they were honored. She had no family, she had nowhere to go. So she makes her way to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And she tells the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam what happened. So the Messenger of Allah sees her state. And he makes her a house in the Masjid Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine this. Because the Messenger of Allah knew that this woman had nowhere to go. So he makes her a house in the Masjid itself. She lived in this Masjid. She would sit with Aisha radiallahu anha, and she would always remember the day when the kite took it. And she would every time she would mention, and she would make dua to Allah that Allah saved her from the Qawm al-Kafireen. She would thank Allah. This woman was a nobody. Remember, all she did was clean the masjid. That's all she did. She had no status, she had no money. But there's one thing that she could do, and that was clean the masjid. And she would clean the masjid. And this is what Allah expects from you and I, brothers and sisters. Not Allah doesn't expect everybody to give a khutbah, but Allah does expect His servant to serve Allah. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, saw that this lady is missing. So he asked, where is she? They said, oh Messenger of Allah, she passed away last night. We buried her. The Messenger of Allah said, why didn't you tell me? He got angry. The narration in Muslim mentioned, كَأَنَّهُمْ صَغَرُوا أَمْرَهَا. It says, though they didn't regard her as very worthy. She wasn't from the Muhajirin. She wasn't from the Ansar. She wasn't from the people of Badr or Uhud. She didn't give big mashwarash. She didn't give wealth. All she did was clean the masjid. So the Prophet ﷺ said, got out from Masjid Nabawi. Imagine this. And he said, and he walks towards Jannatul Baqi. And he said, Dulluni ala qabriha. Tell me where her grave is. I want to know where her grave is. They said, this is her grave, O Messenger of Allah. And the Prophet ﷺ stood on her grave. You know, the queen just passed away. Yeah, the queen just passed away. They said, kam min mashhurin fi dunya majhulun bis sama. Said, kam min mashhurin fi dunya majhulun bis sama. Wa kam min majhulin fi dunya ma'rufun bis sama. He said, how many people who are famous in this world, known celebrities, but they are unknown in the heavens? They are insignificant in the heavens. You know, when the queen passed away, 250,000 people visited the casket. Sometimes the longest lines were 24 hours, 10 miles long. Kam min mashhurin bid dunya majhulun bis sama. How many? A famous person in dunya, but is insignificant in the eyes of Allah. And how many people who are unknown in this dunya, who are nobodies in this dunya, but are ma'rufun bis sama, but are loved by Allah, are loved by the angels. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood on this lady's grave and he prayed her janazah salah. For nobody else do I know that in this manner did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stand on their grave and pray janazah salah like this. And then he made a dua for her, and Allah filled her grave with nur. Brothers and sisters, this is our teachings. This is the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you don't care for the masakeen, let me tell you, Allah does.